What about an alley?
Alley of the land, that would be a opening. Like this house is facing Preston, and those houses are facing Nelson. Well, it would be a line of the fence line, of my fence line and their fence line, the leaving an opening. Mm-hmm. We call that an alley.
Just big enough to walk between?
Yeah, either a wagon to pass through. Now, we used to have that when we was here on Potts, really. But they close up all the alleys. We don't have any alleys now.
A room just under the roof of the house. So the space between the ceiling and the roof. We call that the
valley.
Well, say the
attic. I would call that the attic.
Okay. Say the attic is just under the
roof. Under the top of the house in between this. Yeah, I'd call that the attic.
And say you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture that weren't any good anymore. What might you call that?
You call that a old rubbish?
Mm-hmm. And a room that's used to store odds and ends in.
The storeroom.
And a woman would say for houses in a big mess, she'd say she had to
clean it up.
Okay, and you'd sweep with the
broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom. Say the broom was where?
In the corner.
Uh-huh. Or in relation to the door, it was?
Entrance.
Uh-huh. Well, say the broom's in that corner, the door's open, so you can't see the broom. You say the broom is what the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. And years ago, on Monday, women would get the dirty clothes together and then do the?
Washing.
Okay. And on Tuesday, they do the
ironing.
What would you call washing and ironing together nowadays?
Doing the laundry.
Do people used to use the word laundry?
Huh? No, wash day.
Uh-huh. Nobody talked about laundry?
No, wash day. Wash day. And then the next day would be the ironing day. But now they say, oh, I got to do my laundry.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's meaning the washing and the ironing and all.
What about the big black thing they have out in the yard?
That's the wash pot.
Uh-huh.
It boils your clothes in that thing.
Any other name
for that? The boil pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one of those in my yard. I have flowers in it. That was my mother's wash pot. Little legs on it.
What about something you heat up water to make hot tea in?
Tea kettle.
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Yes. That was the outdoors ball kettle, because you know there was a time they would have two of those big old black kettles, and one would be for the washing, the laundry use, and the other one would be for when they would butcher. They would have that to heat water in the skull hog, and then after that they'd clean that all up, and they would render the grease in those big pots. Then again they use those big pots to make soap.
And we used to call the top of the house the loft. I remember y'all,
you know,
the loft.
Yeah, the loft, or the attic, most of 9 a.m. Yeah, right, you're right. The loft, or the attic. Two names can be called for that. But most of this ain't not attic. Oh, she wants to come back here to me. Well, it's time for you to eat your breakfast and get cleaned up. I'm up now talking with the lady.
How old is she?
She'll be 2 on the 13th of this month. I started to say next month.
No.
Getting today was the first.
Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody.
Close the door.
Or another
used to say, shut the door.
And on some houses, you have boards on the outside that lap over each other.
Oh, yes. Now let's wait.